somebody today. Somebody today is waiting on you and me to share the goodness of our Lord and Savior with them. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Gracious Father, our Heavenly King, our Savior, our friend, our confidant, our Daddy God, oh, we just come to you this morning, oh Lord. We are eternally grateful for your goodness, for your mercy, for your love, for your protection, for how you kept us through the night, how you've kept us every day, how you've had your angels encamped around about us. Oh, we just give you the highest praise, which is hallelujah, glory be to God. Father, we thank and praise you that you have given us a voice. You've given us a mouth where we can open it up and tell somebody about you. There's a hurting, dying world out there, Lord, who needs to hear about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Father, we thank and praise you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts, who told us about the TMC call, who told one another and shared with one another what you had for us, what you had for this call, what the mission was for this call, oh God, call, oh Lord. And Father, that is why we're here today. Father, we lift up Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon a special prayer and special guidance and comfort for her family, Lord, as they go on to celebrate the homegoing of her Uncle Frank. Oh, Father, please be with Mother Josie. Oh, God, let her know that you're right there and give them that Philippians 4, 6, and 7, peace that passes all understanding. Father, continue to be with Dr. P.K. Roberts as she goes on to be on her sabbatical, God, speaking and hearing from you. Father, we thank and praise you for the D.A.C. Leon family who told everybody, who told what they knew about the garments, who told what they knew about where you had them to go, because you told us, Lord, we need to speak a thing. Oh, God, we just thank you that you ask you continue to bless their family from the oldest to the very youngest in the mighty name of Jesus. Continue to order their footsteps and be that lamp unto their feet and that light unto their path. Father, we thank and praise you for each and every family member who is on this call this morning. Father, that you have kept all of us, Lord. Let us go out and be a blessing and continue to bless our going out and our coming in. And get, Lord, like we can tell a girlfriend or a guy friend about something good, well, let us go out there and shout out how wonderful you have been. Give you a shout out this morning in Jesus' name. Father, now we thank and praise you for the speaker who will tell us all about the word of God this morning. Father, we know that you have already downloaded a message in our speaker. We thank you, Lord, that our hearts are prepared, our ears are clear to hearing it correctly, Lord, and there will be no interference, no hindrance on the call. And we are telling Satan right now that you have given us the authority to trample over him. He and his call hearts are not welcome on this phone, so we kick them out, and we put our gag order on them, oh God, that this call will go forth with clarity, uninterrupted by any outside force, for it is saturated with the blood of the Lamb, and we've already spoken over it. Now we give you all the praise, all the honor, all the glory while we go out today and tell somebody about the goodness of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. I love you, my TMC family. I tell you that every time I'm on the phone because it is a sincere, sincere word. So go out and have a beautiful, tell somebody about Jesus Day and post. Are you there?
I am, Minister Willa. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my sister. God bless you.
Well, God bless you too, Minister Willa. Thank you so much for seating us and welcoming us and that tag this morning, Tell It Tuesday, because definitely we all on this line have something to tell someone about Jesus about. So thank you so much and for opening us up with an anointed prayer. Well, God morning, God morning, God morning, TMC family. God is amazing, and we welcome each and every single one of you to the Master's Call with the warmest of kingdom greetings. And I welcome you on behalf of our co-founders here on the Master's Call, our ambassador of Artists International, Dr. P.K. Roberts, and our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And if it was not for that dear yes, we would not be able to have this platform every Monday through Friday. as we have been moving forward into greater and new things since October the 25th of 2010. And if you are visiting us for the first time, we welcome you to our telecommunication sanctuary and hope that you will visit us again each day at this divine and appointed hour. If you have access to the Internet, we invite you to visit our website, which is www.themasterscall.net. Once again, www.themasterscall.net. You will see all of the information regarding this call. You will see all of the bios for all of the speakers that come on this call. And just, you know, some information to give you motivation and inspiration throughout your day. Also, we do have an email address that you can send in your prayer requests, your praise reports, your testimonies. Maybe there's a question that you may have, and, of course, during the week you don't get the opportunity to ask it out loud on this line. Or maybe your God is positioning you and preparing you and purging you to do something different in this season, and maybe you need us to help you out. Well, we're here for you. You may be able to be a greeter or intercessor, or you have a message in your belly that God is preparing for you to give out to the world, to tell somebody just how great Jesus is. Well, send us an email to themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net, and we will greatly respond to you. Immediately following this call every day, we head over to the morning motivational call. That is a call where artists, entrepreneurs gather to be motivated, to be plugged in and connected to what is going on in Artists International. The founder of that call, Godmother Dorothy Cook, we praise God for her and continue that God will give her strength, healing, and restoration in the name of Jesus. And so on that call, there's many super fantastic leaders from Artists International that share with you what you need to do to make sure you continue to press forward towards president and to move your artist business forward. And so that number is 530-881-1300 and the PIN code 539598#, and that's immediately following this call each and every single Monday through Friday as well. Also, if you're an artist entrepreneur on this line, please make sure you check your back offices. Tomorrow is the closing of the month of July, so you keep on working, keep on pressing, keep on pushing, because you have until midnight Pacific Standard Time to close your month out great on tomorrow night. We are preparing ourselves to go to Atlantis in the Bahamas, the Artist Empowerment Conference. That will be coming up October the 31st, November 1st, and November the 2nd of 2014. The resort is awesome and amazing, and if you have not seen what it looks like, Google it and see. Put a picture of it on your refrigerator, on your bathroom door, on your bedroom door, so that you can envision yourself being there. So avail yourself to www.artistempowermentconference.com. Currently, the registration is $149 regular and $189 for VIP. So you want to make sure that you reserve yourself a seat in the house for the Artist Empowerment Conference. So those are all of our announcements for this day. And so now it's time to hear what thus says the Lord. Our speaker for this morning, he is no stranger to this call, definitely a kingdom builder and has been with us since 2010. He is definitely a man who is building the kingdom of God. He is a pastor out in Michigan, and he is none other than Pastor Everett Thomas. I so dearly love him because he's so informative on Artist Cares, which is a program that we have in Artist International where we actually have the opportunity to give back. And you could hear him on Saturdays on the World's Greatest Health Call. And anytime you call on him, he is always there. He's a wealth of knowledge. He's out there in Michigan making changes with men and and people who cannot get out to the church, he takes the church to them. And so he's a very gentle spirit with a powerful and profound word. He is married to the beautiful Mrs. Shirl, and I am just so happy that God has connected him to this, the Master's Call. So this morning, without further ado, it is an honor, a privilege, and pleasure to bring to you this morning none other than our speaker on the platform in this telecommunications sanctuary this morning, Pastor Everett Thomas. Are you out there, Pastor Thomas?
Yes, I am. Good morning. Can you hear me?
Good morning. I hear you loud and clear. The platform is yours.
Well, bless your heart. Thank you for such a warm introduction. And, well, good morning to my TMC family, and thank God for the visionaries of this call. And we do not take it lightly to be a part of this call and to share with you all this morning, Minister Tiffany. God bless you, and Will, God bless you as well. And we're just here to say a word for the Lord, and we want to also thank God for Pastor Weatherspoon and Ambassador P.K. Roberts for this call. Looking at Deuteronomy chapter 30, which we started off with verse 19 this morning, and reading from the New King James Version, says, I call heaven and earth as witnesses today against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both you and your descendants may live. Wow. What we want to talk this morning on this subject, no choice but to make choices. No choice but to make choices. We have to make choices in this life that we have, of this pleasant day that we have here in Michigan. Choices are being made at the voting polls. Today's election day, and how many know that the choices we make not only impact our lives personally, but the lives that are connected with us as well. And even beyond that, it's just like a ripple effect. So we have to be really prayerful as we make choices in this life. He said, I call heaven and earth as witnesses today against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both you and your descendants may live. So understand that it's very, very powerful, the choices that we make in life. I came across a devotional, and I just want to share that with you, from Reverend Marvin Griffin. He talks about choosing lanes. He says, there are many ways that there is the way, and the question is, which way shall we take? Life is like a highway with multiple lanes heading north, south, east, and west. People from all walks of life travel in different lanes on the same highway. Travelers often discover to their surprise that they are in a lane that exists in a side road or crossover road. They have to change lanes quickly in order to stay on course and reach their destination. Paul was on the Damascus Road when he changed lanes. He changed from the narrow legalism of Judaism to the covenant of grace of the Christian faith. He changed from the lane of prejudice, bigotry, and oppression to the lane of liberating freedom in Jesus Christ. All of us are travelers on life's highway. An encounter with Jesus Christ enables us to change lanes. When we enter the right lane, we are assured of a joyful journey. It is a special express lane which, if followed, enables us to fulfill the divine design. Changing lanes to get to the kingdom involves decision, determination, and destiny. Every day we make choices that affect our journey. Every day we need the guidance of the King of the road. Of course, we know the King of Kings is none other than Jesus the Christ. He meets us on his holy highway. And a highway will be there. It will be called the way of holiness. It will be for those who walk in that way. Of course, Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So how are your choices today? Are you really prayerful when you make choices? Are you really prayerful when you at the road of decision making? Joshua said it like this. He said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Choose ye this day whom you would choose. And so we have an opportunity, amen, to make a choice on this day. Which choice will you make when it comes to your networking opportunity? Many of us have made a choice to be a part of this awesome company we call Artists International. Great products that have made impacts on many lives. Lives have been impacted. Yes, we can't make medical claims, however, but many testimonies have, amen, have went forth as to what our products have done in so many lives, health-wise, and yes, even wealth-wise. As indicated, I am definitely a person who loves children, and artists have the Artist Cares program, and I believe they're trying to revamp that program, and praise God, we're looking forward to that. I was talking to an individual that's part of another multi-level marketing opportunity that have also that part in their program, that Feeding Hungry Children. And I wonder if they stole that from us. But however, they are doing that. They have made a choice, amen, to feed hungry children. So I'm very impressed with artists and how they have made that decision to do just that. And of course, we are always reminded of this particular passage of Scripture in Matthew, the 25th chapter. Talks about the final judgment. It says, when the Son of Man, verse 31, I'm reading from the New English Version. It says, when the Son of Man comes in his glory with all of his angels, he will sit on his royal throne. The people of all nations will be brought before him, and he will separate them as shepherds separate their sheep from their goats. He will place the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, my Father has blessed you. Come and receive the kingdom that was prepared for you before the world was created. When I was hungry, you gave me something to eat. And when I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. When I was a stranger, you welcomed me. And when I was naked, you gave me clothes to wear. When I was sick, you took care of me. And when I was in jail, you visited me. Then the ones who please the Lord will ask, when do we give you something to eat or drink? When do we welcome you as a stranger or give you clothes to wear or visit you while you were sick or in jail? The king will answer, whenever you did it for any of my people, no matter how unimportant they seemed, you did it for me. Then the king will say to those on his left, get away from me. You are under God's curse. Go into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. I was hungry, but you did not give me anything to eat. And I was thirsty, but you did not give me anything to drink. I was a stranger, but you did not welcome me. And I was naked, but you did not give me any clothes to wear. I was sick and in jail, but you did not take care of me. Then the people will ask, Lord, when did we fail to help you when you were hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in jail? The king will say to them, whenever you failed to help any of my people, no matter how unimportant they seemed, you failed to do it for me. Then Jesus said those people will be punished forever, but the ones who pleased God will have eternal life. So the choice is ours. We have to make that choice to please God or not. Note here, he says, as you've done it to the least of these, you've done it unto me. So praise God. We have a company that, amen, has a desire to see that hungry children are fed. Praise God, if you have ears to hear this morning, hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. If we are going to continue to move forward in this company, if we're going to move to a higher level, it's imperative that we please Almighty God. Yes, we have our priorities in order, faith, family, lifestyle. So by, amen, looking at the faith piece, this piece here, feeding the hungry, feeding hungry children, is vital. If we're really serious about moving forward, if we really, amen, catch the vision, amen, this is a mandate. Amen. Don't want to sound prophetically today, but I just believe God is saying to someone today that this is vital to our success in this business. This is vital in the success of our kingdom work. To do this is pleasing to Almighty God. Yes, thank God for products that make differences in the lives of the people that we, amen, encounter. But this is something that God's word indicates to please him. We will be blessed. Amen. Blessings is imperative when we line up with God's word. Someone says a no-brainer. Amen. So I don't know where we are with this, and this, I guess, this is a challenge to our company. Wherever we are with this revamping or moving forward in the Artist Cares program, I just want to, amen, encourage to make this happen even the more. Amen. Other networking companies seem to catch the vision, and I just don't want us to fall, amen, behind because of, amen. Well, God bless you. You got the vision. You got ears to hear. You understand, amen, prophetically what's happening here. So if we're going to move to the next level, amen, this is written to please God, is to do just this. I was hungry and you fed me. Amen. And this is something that, amen, that will be a blessing to everyone that takes hold of this. Yes, choices that we make in life impacts not only us, but impacts those around us. So choose life. Choose to be a blessing. Choose to help those that are not able to help themselves. Choose, amen, the choices in life that pleases Almighty God. God bless you. Back to you, my dear sister.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Everett Thomas, for that inspirational word this morning. I will be calling you back after the prayer and the announcements to give us our benediction for this morning. Let us go to God in prayer. Majestic Father, Eternal Father, we thank you for your presence here on the Master's Call. We thank you, Father God, for the message that you have given to your child, Pastor Everett Thomas. And we thank you for him inspiring us, enhancing us, empowering us as we begin our day here with you, Father. We thank you that you kept us from all hurt, harm, and danger and allowed for us to enter into a new day. We thank you for allowing us to celebrate the birthday of our president, President Barack Obama, on yesterday. And as we continue to celebrate, Father, the position that you graced him with, Father, we pray for his family and that you would continue to be with them. And as his birthday was celebrated, we also celebrated here Minister LaShawn here on the Master's Call, and I pray that you would take her into new and greater things. Give her the desires of her heart, oh God. And so we come right now, Father, just thanking you that we have the voice to go out and tell people just how great you've been, God. We thank you that we could share with them that you are healer, that you are deliverer, that you are restorer, that you are protector, that you are our lawyer, you are our doctor, Father. We, whatever we call on you and need you to be, Father God, you are that. You are our shepherd. You are our rose of Sharon. You are our lilies, Father God. You are the great I am. You are the head, and you are not the tail. You are the first. You are our Alpha. You are our Omega, oh God. And we just thank you, Father, for every blessing that you have bestowed upon us, Father. I lift up the Weatherspoon family, and I pray that you would just grace them, Father God, with your presence, Father, with your comfort, with your strength right now in the home going of Uncle Frank, Father. I thank you, Father God, for his life, and we celebrate him, Father. I ask right now that you would give strength to Mother Josie right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. And I thank you, Father God, for each and every person that has dialed into this line, Father God, this morning. We don't know what they came on here with, Father, but you do. And right now, in the name of Jesus, I speak release right now, Father. Those things that are heavy, Father God, we release them to you, Father. We leave our baggage at the door and we put it in a box, Father God, where it will not be unopened, but we give it to you. For I know right now, in the name of Jesus, that strongholds are being broken on this line right now. I lift up God, Mother Dorothy Cook, to you, Father. I pray that you would just touch her mind, her body, and her spirit. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that no weapon formed against her shall prosper. I lift up Papa Diaz de Leon to you, Father. I pray that you would heal and touch his body right now in the name of Jesus, because you are creator, Father. You are healer. So we lift him up to you for the Diaz de Leon family as a whole, Father, and for Artists International. You gave the vision, God, and so no one can say that we're going down in a boat that's drowning, Father God. We are coming up because you are shifting and sifting us, Father God. You are removing some things that need to be moved, Father God. You are making a way for greater, for new things to come, God. So we go out with anticipation and expectation. We go out sharing with those that are in need that we don't even know what they need. But, Father God, you direct us to them so that they can be reshaped, so that they can be reformed, rejuvenated, regenerated, re-energized in the name of Jesus, God. And so we thank you for this day. We lift up Joni to you and Platinum President Martha Marie Preston, all the Platinums and Artists International. We lift them up to you, God, as you have raised them up to the positions that they're in, Father. I pray that they will lead and guide others to get to those positions too, as we are pressing forward towards President, oh God. So, God, on this day, I say, this is the day that you have made. And so we will rejoice and be glad in it. We celebrate you and we honor you, oh God. I lift up Wanda to you, oh God. And I pray that you would just speak to her heart and her mind in the name of Jesus. I lift up Sharon Stowers to you and her children, God, her twins, God. Continue to open doors for them in the name of Jesus, Father. I just thank you for this day. And I absolutely could tell somebody just how amazing you are. Because even in the midst of when I cannot see what you're going to do, God, you show up and you show out. You make a way out of nowhere, and I just thank you that you have life in us, Father. So we thank you for this day. We bless your name. We give you the glory. We give you the honor, and we give you all the praise. And I decree and declare these things to be so. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. TMC family, what an amazing day. We thank God for each and every single one of you. To hear the replay for this call, please dial 712-432-1085 and the same PIN code that you used to dial in this morning, 957-677-POUND. Very, very important announcement. Please make sure that immediately following this call, you head over to the morning motivational call. Artist's new commercial director, Mrs. Olga Zamudia, will be on the motivational call this morning. Again, that number is 530-881-1300 and the PIN code 539598 pound. You do not want to miss this because God is positioning artists to be that billion-dollar company that he has already ordained for us to be. So make sure you're there. Not only make sure that you're there, but make sure your team is there. And then tonight, Tuesday night, the LaVive Tuesday night conference call with Pastor John. That will be at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So make sure that you avail yourself to 712-432-1212. That's the call-in number. Again, 712-432-1212. And the PIN code is 774-766-352. I know that's a long one, but here we go again. 774-766-352. Remember, you can go back and listen to the replay if you didn't get all of those numbers that I just gave out. And I'm sure they will be letting you know that information on the morning motivational call, so make sure you're there. That's it for now for me. Go out and be the great minister in the marketplace that God calls you to be. Remember, you are fearfully and wonderfully made, and today we ask you to go out and tell somebody just how amazing and awesome and powerful Jesus is. At this time, Pastor Everett Thomas, can you please come back to the line and give us our benediction for this day?
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Henceforth, now and forever, in Jesus' name we thank God. Amen. God bless.